Our text for this morning is the familiar 30th verse of the third chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, part of the lesson just read. He must increase, I must decrease. My dear friends in Christ, it was the perfect opportunity for a territorial conflict. There was a usurper in the neighborhood, a sheep stealer, if you will, and he was getting all the attention. And there was concern expressed by the followers of the preacher in the wilderness about what was taking place. Rabbi, that man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, well, he is baptizing and everyone is going to him. Now, this continued decline in popularity could be very bad for business. But for the preacher, it was a matter of not much concern at all. For after all, wasn't he the forerunner, the voice, the one sent to prepare the way? And to him, what was taking place was really just part of the plan. And so it was that he told that to his disciples. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine, and it is now complete. And it is then with these words that John the Baptist introduces the words of our text, words which should rightfully serve as the motto of anyone who either aspires to the office of the ministry or who already serves in that office. He must increase, I must decrease. And to follow after those words for a servant of the Lord is not an option. It is rather a necessity. Yet how very difficult it is for the egos of so many people to see the importance of those words and what they mean in a ministry. I must decrease. One does not have to look very far to find numerous examples of the failure to follow these words in the church today. Consider, for example, the biblical scholars of the Jesus Seminar who just recently publicly announced their plans to very meticulously study on the basis of the assured results of biblical scholarship all of the words of Jesus in the Bible, and to set up in judgment over those words and to vote yes or no whether indeed those words actually were spoken by Jesus, and then to publish their results so that the world can be absolutely sure that they really know what Jesus said. Even though indeed heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. Or what of the television and radio preachers and evangelists of today, who seem to fill the airwaves with their flashy images and their spectacular programs, and who merchandise the theology of glory to the point where it becomes something that is really acceptable to people, that they can really feel good about? And when all that message ever is you can do it, you can raise yourself up, you can lift up your self-esteem, you can feel wonderful, without ever considering who he was or why he came. When indeed it is written, let anyone who would follow after me deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Or maybe we don't have to look so far afield to find many examples of what it means when we fail to decrease. How many problems in a synod, in a seminary, in a parish are not caused by people who want to exert their own way, to satisfy their ego, to build themselves up, to extend their personal kingdom and in the process lose sight of what it's all about? Or can't we not look into our own hearts and see the self-centeredness there, which so often blinds our perceptions and causes us to do the very evil that we ought not to do? And that is why it is so vitally important that we must decrease. Yet we cannot do that on our own. We can only do that when He increases. The one to whom John the Baptist pointed must be central. For our Lord Jesus Christ gave up everything for us, and in giving up everything, He gained everything. He must be the motivation, the message, the reason for all we do. He must be the one that we preach and preach constantly. It is as the Apostle Paul said, "For I desired to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." And when we preach Christ, He indeed must increase. For His words are the light, the power, the lamp, the strength, the great thing that works faith in our hearts. And when we administer His sacraments, He indeed must increase. For in water and bread and wine and word, there are the promises of God, the forgiveness of God, the grace of God, in the washing of regeneration, in His own body and blood given and shed for us. And when we preach Christ, it follows that we cannot be preaching or proclaiming ourselves except as servants. And we can never forget that if we keep our eyes focused on the cross, they can be nowhere else. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many. He must increase, I must decrease. Not unto us, not unto us, O Lord, but unto Thy name be the glory. For Jesus' sake, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.